On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Fabian, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks. It's Thanksgiving over here, so I'm...
Oh, of course.
Thankful.
Yeah, have you had a nice Thanksgiving?
Well, it's still the morning, so...
Oh, right, of course. Cool, cool. And what movies have been on the horizon?
Well, one film opening in New Zealand theatres this week that I have seen is called Widows, which is the latest film from Steve McQueen, who's an Oscar winner, who made Hunger, Shame, and 12 Years a Slave. He's usually making films in a more kind of art house space.
Yeah.
But this was his bid for a more popcorn-y kind of thing, and it kind of feels like that. It feels like a director, you know, an interesting director trying to apply his skills to a more popcorn-y film.
It's a great
term. And I enjoyed it. It's a very sprawling movie with a massive cast: Viola Davis, Liam Neeson, Michelle Rodriguez, Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out, Brian Tyree Henry, Colin Farrell's in there. A really great turn from an Australian actress named Elizabeth Debicki, who was in The Great Gatsby and a few other things. It's about some women whose husbands die in a heist, and they kind of get pressure from the people the husbands were stealing from, so they decide to pull off another heist using one of the dead husband's plans. It's based on a 1983 miniseries written by Linda LaPlante, which is kind of an interesting source point for a movie these days. But the screenplay was adapted by Gillian Flynn, who wrote Gone Girl, and the recent miniseries Sharp Objects, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
I really liked Widows. It's it's not reinventing the wheel or anything, but it's a lot of fun.
Is it got like that sort of thriller, creepy aspect to it that comes along with some of those other films? Well, not really.
It's from some of other of Steve McQueen's films.
Well, and Gillian Flynn, some of the things she's written.
Yeah, no, it's not really in the style of Gillian Flynn's other stuff, which are more kind of psychological torment movies. This is more of a kind of, it kind of feels like Heat meets Ocean's 8 meets something else altogether. It's set in Chicago, and it's got a great sense of Chicago working for it.
So like
a
see with the family on Thanksgiving kind of film, or
no, not really. It's not a family film.
Yeah,
but it's a good film. It kind of feels like an old fashioned movie, in terms of every character kind of gets their own little moment to their own little arc to explore, and there's lots of interesting edges to the film. It doesn't necessarily go exactly where you think it's going to go. And, any film that can evoke Heat, I think, is doing something right. But also out this week is the new Robin Hood film starring Taron Egerton and Jamie Foxx, which does not look...
Have you seen that one?
...terribly interesting. I have not seen this one, but, I feel like there's a list somewhere of film titles that studios know can just... people will go see no matter what kind of film it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, I mean, the last Robin Hood film was incredibly forgettable, the Robin Hood one.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone was crying out for this. But interesting about Taron Egerton, the guy from Kingsman, British actor, he's never not played the lead role in a movie.
Really?
He's only played leading roles.
I wonder
kind
if that's
interesting.
That's a request from him, or if it's just fallen into place. Luckily,
I don't think you can request that out of acting school or anything. I think he's just done very well.
Yeah, yeah.
He come out of the gate strong, and he's next going to be Elton John in Rocket Man, which could be interesting.
Wow.
Also out this week is a Disney film called The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, which is an adaptation of the Nutcracker story with that kind of Disney fantasy layer CGI applied on top of it with Keira Knightley. Hasn't done terribly well over here.
Is Keira Knightley starring in that?
She is in it, yes.
Oh, wow.
Wow, she's not the main character,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's about it. That's about
cool.
it from me.
Cool, so it's pretty decent lineup this week.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome, thanks, Tess.
I feel like we'll be slipping into the Christmas movie time soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is always a good time. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Yes. Thanks, Fabian.
Thanks, Tess. Have a good one. Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.